Hi, everyone, here in the Broncos locker room at CenturyLink Field. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. We're in just a few hours from now. Finally, it all begins. Head coach Gary Kubiak, his first game on the sideline for the Broncos as head coach. It all starts tonight, 2015. Very exciting after a couple weeks at camp. And here's what's happening now as of today, having just come over from the team hotel. Brock Osweiler, guess what? He's going to wake up this morning and then eventually take the bus over here to the stadium knowing that he's going to start this game. He's going to have that in mind as he comes to the stadium. Coach Kubiak, whenever Peyton Manning had a rest day, said he liked when Brock came out onto the field knowing it was going to be his offense. They've talked all camp how much they want to see Brock develop. They're going to see it today. He will start the preseason opener, and also Peyton Manning, who won't play in the preseason opener, the first time in his career that's happened. But look at who else is likely not expected to play. Owen Daniels, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas. Makes sense. If they're all not going to go, the weapons that Peyton Manning has gotten used to throwing to, he will not play this week. Likely, again, Brock Osweiler will start. Let's get to the other side of the ball. Also, Chris Harris Jr., he did not even make the trip. He is not in Seattle, back in Denver. And also, Coach Kubiak pointing out veterans who might get some more rest. Add DeMarcus Ware to that list. Also, players who have been kind of nicked up. Brandon Marshall, Danny Trevathan. They are also not expected to go. Step in Steven Johnson and Todd Davis, who will likely get a lot of time. Remember, Coach Kubiak saying these games are so important because they have to put these young guys out there to see what they can do. It sounds like a whole lot of them are going to have that opportunity here as the Broncos start the preseason against the Seattle Seahawks. Again, it's on a Friday night. Hope everyone back in Denver is prepared to watch his first game. Head coach Gary Kubiak, Aaron, of course, we'll have you covered all night long with everything you need to know of what happened, how it happened, why it happened on DenverBroncos.com.